Today, I want to revisit a conversation we had just a couple podcasts ago. It has to do with this issue of how do we make decisions in a difficult time, like the time we're in now, and make sure we're flowing with what God is up to. Now, I need to let you know this is something very real for me. This is not theoretical, because I'm in the midst of needing to make a couple decisions. And this framework that I'm going to share with you is what I'm personally wrestling with. So I guess to some degree, I'm walking through with you my own process. So I have two events coming up in the next few weeks. Both of them are very small events, but they're in Colorado. Now, I love to go to Colorado. We've been going out there to do events for almost a decade, and it has always been wonderful. One of my favorite places to be, and some of the best people that I'm around. Just wonderful. God always works there. But what makes this a little bit more complicated is the fact that I have not traveled since we really began to shut down things because of COVID. As a matter of fact, the last event that I did in public by traveling was when I went to Fort Bragg, clear back at the last week of February, when I was down at the Army base training 45 chaplains / behavior counselors. Since then, everything I've done has been online or it's been here engaging in Sling Stones. And God's been great. It's been rich. But now there's this opportunity for two events that are coming up. Now, both venues have promised that they will follow all the CDC guidelines and there will be social distancing and the crowds will match the requirements of the given state. But I'm still wrestling with the Lord about all this. And my wrestle is, as we talked about the last time, that there are two responses to these kinds of moments that really do not align with God. And first response is when you make a decision out of fear. You're just afraid bad things will happen. You let your imagination carry away with you. You begin to consider all the worst case scenarios and you decide, nope, I'm not going to do that. Now, on the other hand, you can approach these kinds of decisions out of foolishness. You ignore good judgment. You ignore guidelines. You ignore even what other people may be saying. And as a result of that, you just push on and you do what you believe you kind of want to do, but you're going to say, this is me having big, bold faith before the Lord. So there's fear on the one hand, faith on the other. And then in between is this characteristic that we talked about before, which is discerning faith. Discerning faith. Where is God in this? What is he saying? Faith does not want us to press toward that which is fearful or that which is foolish, but that which is faithful to what God is about. And that's the place of prayer. That's the place right now that I'm pursuing. Now, as I do that, my mind goes to a story in Scripture. And the story is found in Numbers chapter 13. And the Israelites have now moved out of Egypt and they've moved right to the edge of the Promised Land. And Moses chooses 12 spies. And these 12 spies are to go into the land. And they're to look and see, surveying, who's there, what is their strength, what is the land like. Now, if you know the story, these 12 spies went and they spend an extended period of time in the Promised Land while the rest of Israel is waiting outside for their return. And when they return, they come back with amazing reports. It's a land, they said, flowing with milk, flowing with honey. And people are very excited. As a matter of fact, the story is that they bring a single, if you will, bunch of grapes that they had to carry between two men on a pole to symbolize how amazing and wonderful this land was. But when these spies gave their report, 10 of them gave a bad report, and they said, these people here are giants. They are great warriors. They can overwhelm and take us and defeat us almost without effort. And they caused great fear to rise up among the people. Now, there were two that did not agree with this report, Joshua and Caleb. But the other spies, they made it crystal clear this is a bad thing. And they were very, very afraid. And they even said that these men, these warriors, are so big that they were like grasshoppers compared to them. And the Bible makes it crystal clear that they spread among the Israelites, as the scripture says, a bad report. The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. And then you move on to Numbers 14, and it begins with saying that the people just rebelled. They started to yell at Moses and yell at Aaron because of the fear that rose up inside of them. And they said, we should have just died in Egypt or perished in the wilderness. Why would the Lord bring us here only to die at the hands of these people? They even went so far as to say, wouldn't it be a better thing if we simply went back to Egypt? Now, this fearful response caused Moses and Aaron to fall flat on their face. And they prayed, and they were disappointed in what these people were saying. Joshua and Caleb, they rose up and said, this is wrong. This is a good land, and if the Lord wants to give it to us, he'll be with us. They even encouraged them, don't turn against the Lord. Don't be afraid. But they were. And so they rose up and said that they would not go. They refused, and God, in essence, pulled them toward his presence, and he chastised them for their fear. I mean, God knew how big these giants were, but he was hoping that they could count on the fact that it was God who told them to go forward, therefore God would go with them, and they could be successful. And so you know the story of how they were then condemned for another 40 years to wander in the wilderness. But after Moses gave that declaration, the Bible said that these same people then began to change their mind. And that what they ended up doing is they decided, no, we've sinned against God, so now let's go. Well, God was no longer with them in the going. And so the Bible says that some of them went up to the hill country, which is in the land of Israel, very presumptuous. And in the end, the Bible says that they were attacked and beaten down all the way to Hormah. Now look at these two extremes. They wouldn't go when God was with them. Then they were presumptuous to go when God was not. One is fear. The other is foolishness. And the difference in both decision-making moments had to do with this issue that I'm calling discerning faith. We've talked about this so many times that Jesus did the things he saw the Father doing. And he would spend time in prayer and wait to be sure that he was aligned with what the Father was wanting him to accomplish, wanting him to say, wanting him to do, where he wanted him to go. And then he would act. Jesus didn't just do anything by faith. He did the things he discerned the Father calling him to do. And so that's part of what I'm doing right now as I'm moving forward to make this decision about a trip to Colorado in the midst of two things that are challenging. One of them is COVID, and the other is the fact that there are fires out there right now. Now, many of you may not know this, but a number of years ago, I was diagnosed with COPD. I have asthma. And one of the things that can happen is that when I'm in a smoke-filled environment, my asthma kicks in. That can often lead to bronchitis, which leads to pneumonia, which I've had far too many times and even been hospitalized. So these are some of the facts that I'm wrestling with as we move forward here. So this becomes very important to me, that I'm doing the things we see the Father going. I'm not going to let these things guide me, but they have to influence my thinking. So what does discerning faith look like? Well, I think in part, discerning faith is prayerful. You really want to seek the Holy Spirit, and where is He on this, and what's He doing? I think discerning faith is also a faith that involves counseling with other people, which I've been doing. I've been talking to my wife. I talked to my doctor. I talked to the two people that are heading these events out in Colorado. I talked to my son who lives in Colorado. So I need the facts. I need counsel. I need prayer. All in the end to do the things I see the Father doing. Folks, I think there's something to this we all need to pay attention to. Sometimes people present faith as if you have faith, you just move forward believing that God is with you no matter what you're doing and you can overcome. Well, that might not be exactly what discerning faith is, because there is a point at which we need to discern what's God saying. Where is God in this? Part of that comes through prayer. Part of that comes through counsel. Part of that comes through looking hard at the facts. And part of that is eventually moving forward to do what you sense the Father doing, irrespective of fear and irrespective of foolishness. I have a feeling that for me, this is a lesson that I'm going to need for quite a while, for the rest of my life. To recognize that there are times when you're sitting with decisions and you don't want to move in fear, but you don't want to move in foolishness, and so you want to make sure that you understand the nature of discerning faith and you begin to move forward to say, God, tell me what you want, and I'll meet you there, no matter the outcome. So that's what I'm seeking to exercise here. And you can pray for me about that, but also I think it's something that you can carry. The obligation of the Christian to be prayerful, reading Scripture, counseling, looking at the facts, to determine what God is doing. And then, once we know that, we go up with Him, irregardless of giants, because we trust in Him. Let's do more to grow in our discerning.